Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension Today. This is my annual reminder that if you are going to make a decision for the ARC or PLC programs through the 2018 Farm Bill, that time is coming up. You know, we don't have a new Farm Bill yet, and that means the 2018 bill has been extended. That means we get to take another look at agricultural risk coverage versus price loss coverage programs, at least one more time. As a reference, that deadline is coming up. That's going to be March 15th for the 2024 harvested crops. Those are the ones that will have payments made in late 2025. So if you are going to do some further evaluation, maybe a deeper dive into whether those programs are still the ones you want to be enrolled in, now is the time to do so. Now, for kind of an overview, the basic program concepts haven't really changed. ARC is still a revenue-based program. It combines 5 years of both marking your average prices and county level yields multiplied by a factor to determine a revenue guarantee based on those prices and county average yields. Payments are made when that revenue guarantee isn't achieved, and there is a cap on that of a percent of that benchmark revenue. The PLC program, as you review, is more price-based, as the name implies. When the marketing year average prices fall below a specific reference price, then payments are triggered. Now, new for this year is an increase in some of the effective reference prices based on a marketing year average price escalator that was set forth in the original bill. So that is going to be something that if you are enrolled in the PLC program, or if you're taking a deeper look at the PLC program, the price loss coverage program, that would be something good to dig into just a little bit deeper. Now, when evaluating your decisions, there's lots of resources available out there, and our K-State Department of Agricultural Economics has a number of them. You can find those references at our KSU AgEcon website. That is www.agmanager.info. If you go to the right-hand side of the page, there will be an Ag Policy link, and then you can choose 2018 Farm Bill and find all of these resources under them. One of the first that you will see on that page is essentially an overview of the program that shares reference price changes. It talks about statewide program election numbers since the inception of the Farm Bill, so you can get an idea as to what changes maybe have occurred over time, as well as what other people have selected through the life of this particular Farm Bill. It's really a great read. It gives a really nice overview. It can help you get the evaluation process started, and quite frankly, may help you make your decision completely without any further look. The nice thing about it as well is, in addition to all that information, it includes additional links that you can go to find out information as well. If you want to take a look at that, again, agmanager.info, go to the Ag Policy link and 2018 Farm Bill, or you can contact any of your district or local extension offices. We'd be glad to get you a copy of that or send that out to you as a link or an email document. There are also a couple other links that you need to be aware of. If you're really wanting to take a little bit deeper dive into the program, many of you remember the trade-off spreadsheet that was available when the bill was first introduced and subsequently through the years. This Excel-based program graphically illustrates where ARC might pay and where PLC might tend to pay. So you can kind of compare them graphically in a spreadsheet based upon local type information. This is a really great thing if you want to have a visual look at what those programs might or might not do. The other is a paper on predicted price sources. You know, if we start to look at what price predictions are to see which programs may or may not be the best one for us to choose, it's nice to have a look at what some of those might be. There's one out there that is just a KSU sources information sheet. It's going to talk about those K-State price predictions, as well as a deeper dive into where they come from. The other has price sources from multiple sources so that you can take a look for comparison purposes. Now, all of the above, again, can be found at our agmanager.info page under the Ag Policy link and 2018 Farm Bill. If you want to hear a little bit more, though, maybe you want to hear directly from K-State economists about some of what to consider, as well as what those tools might or might not be able to do for you, there's an upcoming webinar on Friday, February the 2nd from noon to 1. It's called Managing Risk with ARC, PLC, and SCO. That's a supplemental coverage option. I think it'll be a great webinar with economist Jenny Ift and Robin Reed. They're going to talk about how current market conditions affect the choice that you might want to make, plus go over those tools that are available to help make your decision. Again, if you are interested in that, you can go to the events page at agmanager.info and check that out, or drop us a line at any of our extension offices. We'd be glad to get that for you.
Your local FSA office is a great resource to lean on as well. Please be patient with them as they handle the barrage of visitors and questions they have with this process.
This has been David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension Today.